Blog Talk Radio.
So you want to blame me?
You're Roy?
Really? Rapper, who's an activist?
Yeah.
Lyrical, I'm a raptivist.
Word.
Traded two chains for one gold brain. Now I meditate to keep me sane.
Yeah.
In Cali, the label's called Death Row. 10-5 in Cleveland, we got Church Row. Superior, straight through St. Clair. Black churches every damn where. Some have neon signs, all collect tithes. But on the Ave ain't nothing but blight. So pastors, practice what you preach. Talk from pulpits, walk it in the street. Don't blame it on
black or black crime.
Don't blame it on
Art McCoy.
Don't blame it on
OPN.
Don't blame it on
Ernest Smith.
With a voice, so I'm not silent. Cleveland ranked 10th in violence. My city's at the top for job loss. We rebuilt downtown at what cost? Metamark and the convention center. How many of us will ever enter? Horseshoe Casino? Yeah, it looks hot. I can't afford to waste cash on slots. Since you told me to stop complaining, I went downtown and saw the mayor. Mr. Jackson, please help fix this. The mayor said it is what it is.
Don't blame it on
Donna Brown.
Don't blame it on
Ken Lancey.
Don't blame it on
HJS.
Don't blame it on
GMS. All you get is the truth from me. Our region ain't safe for the ladies. 11 dead on Imperial. Still no missing person unit. Black on black crime and Kathy Coleman. All want to know what's the holdup. Michelle Knight, Barry, DeJesus. Trapped for years, Seymour Avenue. East 93rd, new Twilight Zone. Jasmine Trotter, Christine Malone. Now look at this trash in EC. Deskins, Sheely, Rosa Theory. Next statement, blame me for this one. Sexual predators should be hung. Next statement, blame me for this one. Sexual predators should be hung.
Don't blame it on
Suave Gotti.
Don't blame it on
Shakespeare.
Don't blame it on
E-Max.
Don't blame it on
1008.
Don't blame it on
Tech Record.
Don't blame it on
Voice and Radio.
Don't blame it on
G.I.
Don't blame it on
Be No Good.
Don't blame it on
D-Gambit.
Don't blame it on
Karma Delay.
Don't blame it on
Beat Switch.
Don't blame it on
Urban Survival.
Don't blame it on
Black House.
Don't blame it on
Panther Party.
And you better not blame my mama, fool.
Same thing here. Can't hear. I can't hear a word through the phone.
In the club, in the club, in the club.
at you, baby, from your head to your face, cause I like you. This is what it is. Don't you try to turn around, I'm handling my biz. I'ma get you. Girl, come to me.
As a matter of fact, we're gonna do this all over again and do this the best way that we can. Number one, welcome back to Man in the Streets. That's music, activism, news. I'm going straight through the phone line and see how you're doing out there. 216-703, how you doing?
Black House Sound, what's going on with you?
I'm doing well. What about yourself?
All I'm doing excellent, you know, supporting the show, letting folks know that Cleveland conscious rap too is finally, and I mean it's finally in the process of being printed up as in inserts, and the music is live. I can't wait for people to support the cause of Cleveland Conscious Rap. I'm not saying that it's needed to force that on folks out there, but what I am saying, I think it's needed because there's a lot of deaths going on. It's a lot of young folks, zombies when it comes to cell phones. And it's just so many things going on. I'm still young myself. I just don't involve myself in a lot of garbage I used to involve myself in back then. But saying all that, when people check out CCR2, just know that us brothers really was thinking consciously of how to come up with something that's fun and something that you might just want to hear. Other than that, like I say, I'm supporting the show. I also want to show love to Mama Porter. I want to show love to Black on Black Crime, Black Man Ermy, and everybody in my camp, Joe Legacy, and Amal.
Thank you so much. As a matter of fact, as you hold the line, I want to say that I'll be getting to 216-804 and 216-450 in just a little while. This is how I'll start things off. I might have said it twice, but I should have. I'm going to say it a second time. Since things didn't work out the best from last week and this week, I'm going to give you a top 10 from both last week and what's going on this week. So last Monday was number 10 spot, Emax the Image. Then you had the Suave Report EP at number 9, Black Odyssey, who had thousands of YouTube views, filming artist shows. Number 7 was Thank You, Jesus, CCR2. CCR2, I Walk Like a Man, the Sheriff. You could see both of those videos on YouTube. What debuted at number 6 last week was What the Bleep Happened to Hip Hop. More on that later. Number 5, Dr. Williams, the Speak Up Poetry Tribute. More on that later. Number 4, what debuted was Cyrus Mitchell's Vision of Angels Youth Summit. Number 3, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, number 173. More on that in just a little while. Number 2, the East Cleveland March to the Dump. More on that later. That's the YouTube video featuring Man in the Street. E period, C period, 9/26/16 at 4:30, the March. Black House Sounds filmed it. It's on YouTube. Number 1, what debuted was the Ohio Youth Summit, Can't Know How, and Go Get Them, Ink Repped Hard. Now, this week, just a little bit of a difference, maybe not by a lot, but the way it came up was number 10, Eastside, number 9, Lady Hood Stars, number 8, Queen Nana, number 7, HJS Music, number 6, Emax the Image, big jump. Number 5, a big jump for Black Odyssey, thousands of YouTube views, videos for people. Number 4, big jump, Suave Gotti's new songs, I Am Jim Brown and My Neighborhood. Number 3, a big jump, Thank You, Jesus, CCR2, CCR2's I Walk Like a Man, The Sheriff, also that performance, which happened. I'll get to that in a moment. Number 2, one of the biggest jumps, Speak Up Poetry Tribute to Dr. Williams. More on that later. Number 1, What the Bleep Happened to Hip Hop, the 2-day conference. More on that later on. With that being said, I'm going to go to 216-804. 216-804, how you doing out there? Okay, 3, 2, 1. What we're going to have to do is come back to that 216 to see if they want to call or what have you. They might not have wanted to speak. We'll find that out shortly. But what I will do is do this. I'm going to go to 216-450 to see how they're doing. 216-450?
Yes. Hi. I just wanted to say, I'm doing fine. I just wanted to say that I really like Black House Sounds, and you are doing a wonderful job.
I appreciate that very much. I do.
Okay.
I really do. And anything else you'd like to say this evening?
I'm Mary.
All right. Well, there you go. Welcome aboard, Mary, and we look forward to hearing from you from future episodes.
Okay.
Thank you so much, and just hold the line. We'll see what we can get into for you. And as we send certain things out, I'm looking at this. We've got all these ones, and I'll get to that phone line in just a moment. But I think maybe, just maybe, since I'm getting into a couple of things, I want to take the time to at least say that the past Friday you had the Speak Up Poetry Slam organization. They presented the Dr. Williams tribute. And the Speak Up Poetry Slam organization, and it was the Spoken Word Slam Memorial Tribute Edition, where you had the past week people such as the Hip Hop Workshops, LB, Lyrical Beast, Lil Raj, a couple of R&B singers who perform. Also, Dwayne Castleberry, Don Finice, Timothy Cox. They had free food, and they had a memorial video showing Dr. Williams. It was shot and filmed by Savage Castle. It featured thoughts from Man in the Streets, Mr. Savage, various members of the Black Studies Department and student unions. I want to take the time before I go to the next phone caller and just say that a few things that was said in, if I'm not mistaken, The Cauldron, which is the Cleveland State University newspaper. The Cleveland State University community was shocked this summer when one of its own, Dr. Michael Williams, director of the Black Studies program, unexpectedly passed away July 12th. Dr. Williams came to Cleveland State University in 1985 as an associate professor in the Department of Social Work. He was eventually tenured and promoted to associate professor in 1991. Sedlick, dean of CSU's College of Liberal Arts and Social Sciences, known as CLASS, says that Dr. Williams had significant impact in and out of the community and the university as well. His impacts both internally in the university with the students and externally with community organizations in the African-American community. After spending some time as the interim director of the Black Studies program, Dr. Williams was appointed to be the official director of the program in 2004. Dean Sedlick believes that what people will remember most about Dr. Williams will be his work with the Black Studies program. His legacy will be the Black Studies major and program as we go forward, Dean Sedlick said. He's touched so many lives during his time in that office that all the people he's touched will remember him as being a great leader, a spokesperson on issues relating to the African American community. CLASS has since appointed interim director of the Black Studies program, Dr. Donna White. And when discussing how great of a loss the death of Dr. Williams was for CSU, Dean Sedlick did not mask his disappointment over this tragedy, and he offered some encouraging words going forward as well. I just think it's a great loss for the college. Obviously, we're all shocked. Nobody expected it. But I think what Mike would want would be for us to now pick up what he's done in the past and move the ball forward. And that's what we're going to try to do this year, and that is definitely agreed upon. as I've taken care of a couple of things, I think I'll go and see what's going on with all of these ones right here. How you doing out there? I'm looking at 10 ones, which means you could be just listening to the program, and I appreciate that very much. 3, 2, 1. And I also appreciate that you didn't hang up, which you could have done. What I'm going to do is go back and try once again and see how things are going. I always want to give people a chance before I do anything else. 216-804. 216-804 going once, twice, and a third time. So I appreciate you listening as well. So what I can do now is make things very easy on myself, because you all just made it easy for me, and I can let you all know that when it comes down to it, what you can check out is, basically speaking, we're going to just, you can check out what you can Facebook or Blog Talk, D Gambit Radio, Bored and Restless Club, I Am a Superwoman Radio. You can also check out WhoHasThePower.com. And none other than the Black on Black Cleveland.com website, which is the website for Black on Black Crime Incorporated. And you can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period. I'm easy to find because I have a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. So with that being said, since I did get into a couple of those things, I would like to just let people know real quick that when I did speak about that, what the bleep happened to hip hop, was I see a couple of people coming to the phone line to see if they want to definitely check out what's happening. I'm going to go and play this track, and I'll be right back after this. And I guess I should let you know that the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop radio show is on Tuesdays now from 5 to 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Also, probably do very well to let people know that at shoutcast.com, if you type in Hood Tunes Radio, our playlist is going 24 hours a day. As a matter of fact, we will see one more time, 216-804. 216-804. And I could tell one thing I have learned. If somebody tells me that support services will be closed Monday, October the 10th in observance of the holiday, then that means support services will be closed Monday, October the 10th in observance of the holiday. Then again, there are probably some Native Americans who would come out to say, what holiday? And I would have to agree with the indigenous people on that one. With that being said, this is a fun Monday to have fun with. So I think I would be well remiss if I didn't go into a particular news story or two, because I'm beginning to realize we're having too much fun around here. And that fun, I should let people also know, is that the Art McCoy radio show is on Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 1090 a.m. WERE, www.newstalkcleveland.com. And also, I should probably let you know that on that same token, Tomahawk Radio is on Mondays at 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, www.newstalkcleveland.com on 1490 a.m. You know, in looking at things that I didn't get a chance to really talk about in the past couple of weeks that I want to get, you know, a little bit away from, I should tell you all and go back just a little bit in time. I want to go back just a little bit in time and let people know that a couple of weeks ago, we had episode number 173 of the Hip Hop Workshop, and I should let people know that some of the people who made it out there was none other than Mama Porter, Chillville, Jeff Schlecky, Shakespeare, Michelle Mathis from VoiceItRadio.com, Rio, Eastside, LB, Tommy Lee, Steve LaPero, Reverend Pinkney Butts Campaign, Noble Willis, Robin Lewis, a.k.a. CGS, Hawaii, Sherry, Ramon, Olivia, Gary, Cantor, Neron, Collins, Donna M. White, Derek, a.k.a. MC, Derek, Jamil, Suave Gotti, Cassandra McDonald, State Rep, Suave Gotti, Silver, B, in the mix. And you had quite a few others. I'd like to throw in Mr. Ronnie B. The Unforgiven from 1008 Vision, Janine Jones, Johnny Miller, Mama Lee from the Cultivation Theater. You had a lot of different people who came through. And the reason that I'm putting it out there is because I just want to let people know that when Dr. Donna White took over for Dr. Williams, she informed me that the dean, who's white, made it clear that we might have to pay $150 plus to have the hip-hop workshop at Cleveland State University, where the statement I made twice at Speak Up Poetry events and other functions was that Dr. Williams said that these facilities should be used because they're ours. Shop and said she could only stay 15 minutes, but she stayed for 2 hours and said that the school had approved us being there. The school newspaper had put us in the calendar, and Black Studies will keep us in their calendar, which is a blessing. She also said Jeff Schlecky will appear on Images Radio. It airs on, if I'm not mistaken, WERE 1490 AM and 89.3 FM. LB gave his finest performance to date. CGS was high energetic and spoke on starting in 2009 at Kennedy and not slowing down ever since. Miss Mickey, operations manager of voiceitradio.com, spoke on overcoming tragedies and being able to do different things. And the Glenville Festival red carpet work that she did. Now, MC Squirt, a.k.a. Rhonda, spoke on Urban City Radio, her work on Ohio, a.k.a. OH10 Project, you know, with Johnny O, Sorcerer Crew, and many others, and how she incorporated dancers and more in her early performances. How and why she chose to do her own station, radio station that she's doing, you know, Urban City Radio, and she's recording music for herself now, and how she plans to help others. Gary Cantor brought Why We Should Say No to the Cleveland Issue 33. Brother Kahar, new Black Panther Party chair, paid tribute to Dr. Williams, and candidate Pinckney's campaign manager says he likes Dell, the Funky Homo Sapien, Black Alicia's, Jurassic 5, and others. So it was a very, very high-powered, very nice hip-hop workshop in itself. I'm not going to say too much else. I'm going to go straight to the phone line of 216-534. 216-534. How are you?
Sir, how you doing? Boy, hey, Fred.
Man, what's going on with you?
Almost missed you there. I just saw, caught the on the Facebook. I'm like, oh, let me call in. What's going on, bro?
Oh, man, I'm doing well, man. I'm doing well. What's on your mind, brother?
I was watching the Donald Trump election debate last night. And I'm going to tell you, the one part I really paid attention to was the part where he's talking about the war on Syria. And I think
right.
Trump killed Hillary on that part, because he was saying stuff like,
yeah,
the rebels. He's talking about the rebels out in Syria. And it's like, man, the rebels out there, y'all got them out there worse than the people out there. I was like, okay, Trump, there you go. Now you're making some sense. You know what I'm saying? Because
right.
It's true. Because you got the rebels that killed, he mentioned Gaddafi and all them, and like how
right.
they killed him and all that stuff. And it was like, Hillary, she was talking about she targeted some Arab country. I can't remember what it was. But she's still keeping the war going. You see what I'm saying? It's like,
right.
You know, and she was getting on Donald Trump about his racist rallies. I'm like, well, you talking about targeting Arab countries, so it ain't no better. None of them ain't no good. So it's like, you know, they both, you know, promoting war. So it's all white supremacy, man, at the end of the day, man. That's all I got to say about that.
Man, I appreciate you calling in, because a lot of people just don't realize that when I talk to them, I let them know that you're a person who grew from just being a lyricist. You always had some nice artwork for yourself and what you do and put out there. But the next thing I knew, man, your observations, and you went straight to comedy as well. And I just want you to tell people about progression for yourself.
Progression? Man,
yeah, progression
about,
for you.
It's about expanding yourself, man. Try to discover
Keep going.
Yourself. You know, finding different things that you don't, that tapping into yourself. You know, we greater than what we think we are. I mean, you have to expand yourself. You got to figure out what other things you know how to do that you're capable of doing. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm better than doing rapping. I'm better than doing comedy. There's other things I'm trying to do as well. I'm doing shirts. I'm making shirts as well. I'm doing other things. You know what I'm saying? So it's everybody progress, you know, do different, expand themselves. You know, to do different things. And that's just basically what I was doing, just doing different things. I figured, you know, my rap style is comical, so I'm gonna try to hit the stage, do stand up. Even though I got booed a few times, and I still get booed, so it's all good.
Man, we appreciate everything that you do, brother.
You too, man. Shoot, same thing to you, bro. I love you, man.
No problem. You know something? I would like for you to hold a line just for a moment.
What's up, Miss Porter? Oh, yeah, okay.
All right, thank you. Oh, yeah, I'm sure Mama Porter will appreciate that one. But the reason that I want you to hold the line is because one thing I can say, my brother and all of that, I give the utmost respect to Ballhead Fred. You know, you cannot keep a real brother down. I got to play this next song because I didn't know they could yoke you off of YouTube and Facebook so fast. But this song right here, if the message don't apply right now, then when it did a few years back, man, this is KGZ, an all-time classic.
Throw my hoodie on for this. BHP, check it. Yeah.
It's time to kill Whitey, the rape war zone. Let's go and find Zimmerman with a hoodie on. This is hardcore rap, nigga. This ain't soft, creepy ass crack. I need his fucking hair blowed off. He's a thug, that's the white media told ya. But little Drake is a young black soldier. White power government trying to get rid of us. They keep on profiling us because they scared of us. They keep on testing us. They catch us while we ain't looking. He shot Trayvon. He couldn't take our ass whooping. He took a stand. Zimmerman ain't no fucking man. Talking about he ain't no cracker. He's a Mexican. Damn. I can't take it anymore. Get you black in this country, nigga. You're at war. Let's settle the score. We need a black military. If he violent to these pecker woods, we got him real scary. Fear of a black planet. They just a bunch of fags. They can burn a cross, but I'll burn your flag. Dang. Yo, let's put the pressure on them. If you see that motherfucker do a drive-by on them, yeah. Yeah. Kill George Zimmerman. This fight has been murdered from Kill George Zimmerman. Yeah. Kill George Zimmerman. Kill George Zimmerman. Kill George Zimmerman. Yeah. Kill George Zimmerman. This fight has been murdered from Kill George Zimmerman. You Uncle Tom niggas, I'ma smack you backwards. America is ran by nigga hating crackers. That fucking beast, we ain't trying to get rid of it. That white devil out here motherfucking kicking it. Now put a dick in it, pussy nigga, what the fuck? Give his ass a dollar bill, in other words, catch a buck. Now that's what's up, shed the enemy's blood and screaming more murder on Zimmerman like bone thugs. You wanna bug, but nigga, I'ma squash it. These coon niggas agreeing with the verdict, now let's stop it. I'ma drop it like science, I'ma tell the truth. I put the message out there to the black youth. I wanna shoot Mr. George when I see him. When the infrared beam him, and you're gonna have to clean him. Wouldn't wanna be him. Nigga pass the shovel, niggas killing each other, but they ain't trying to kill that fucking devil. Yeah.
Somebody on the line. I have to go back to 216-534.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
That's like, go ahead, man.
Well, I got something better than that. I ain't recorded it yet, but I got some better material than that. So be looking out for that very soon. Also, I did a joke about Dylan Roof, right? You know, the white boy who shot up the church in South Carolina. Yeah. I did a joke about him getting raped in jail. He got beat up and raped in jail. And I was like, you know, I don't condone, I don't wish rape on nobody. And I don't promote homosexuality, but since Dylann Roof killed 9 black people at the church, he deserved to get raped in jail. I mean, hey, what kind of karma should he get? You feel what I'm saying? Some people might think
right.
That's real dark to say that, but that's how I feel about it. You know what I'm saying? Shoot, I mean, if you got enough balls to kill 9 black people, you got enough balls to get a train ran on you. So whatever, man. You know what I'm saying? So
you know, so
sorry,
you deal with
sorry.
Reality.
Sorry about that, man.
Ain't nothing to be sorry about. I just wanted to put it out there that you know you are still a MC, and people say that it's dead, but hip hop definitely is not dead. They just are not listening to the right artists. So I just had to come back to you, let people know that I appreciated that track. And when it came out, it was so many people who were being almost kept from that track that you took the necessary steps to at least back
yeah.
a few of our stations that was playing the track. And then at the same time, I have a copy of The Spook Who Sat by the Door, Hidden
yeah.
Colors 1-3, before I was able to get Volume 4, as well as quite a few other materials, because one thing I can say about you, a lot of people don't realize, some people, you can talk the talk, but can you walk
yeah.
the walk? And when it came to saying that, hey, our people need to know better, there was one man who would come along looking like the movie man and tell folks, hey, you need to know about yourself. Check out this film. Check out this film. There were so many people, brothers and sisters, walking out with films about themselves saying, oh, wow. And then coming back saying, hey, did you watch this film? Did you watch that film? Did you realize this? Did you know about that? So I just wanted to say thank you, man, because for years you haven't
yeah.
just talked the talk. You walked the walk.
Yes, sir. I got more documentaries. Get at me if you need some more. I got a new one called White on White Crime. Check that one out. That one real good.
Oh, you know something? I'm going to definitely get at you. And we appreciate you,
yeah.
brother.
No doubt.
Hey,
please.
No problem. Feel free to hold a line because, like I say, sometimes you just don't know what to expect. And like I say, ever since I heard that man's lyrics way back when, I first encountered his lyrics in 1998. And I've been a major fan of his ever since. He was one of those that I've always kept in my top 5 or 6 when it came to artists, because he let me know that, hey, you can say what you like to say, and you don't have to be repentant of it. And I always will definitely give that brother the most utmost respect because, hey, that's what he does. One of those things I'd like to add to things as well, I just want to say that I find it very interesting that sometimes people just don't want to, I will say, let people know what they feel is the true statement or what may have happened. Like, you know, closing Square to the buses downtown may violate the pact, and you only need a 6-foot step ladder for the soapbox because the Federal Transit Administration has put the Greater Cleveland Regional Transit Authority on notice over allegations that the Healthline is not operating as outlined in the 2004 funding deal. As the FTA Regional Administration, Marisol Simon, on August the 10th, you know, they sent a letter to RTA CEO Joe Calabrese claiming that part of the funding agreement the FTA made with the RTA stated that the bus rapid transit system would end in Public Square, to what Simon referred to as the heart of Cleveland, the central business section. Also, the agreement called for a downtown transit zone that would facilitate crosstown bus traffic and would definitely mitigate the effects of noise in the city. In not reopening Public Square to public transit, RTA could be in violation of the agreement it made to receive grant funding for the Healthline. Yeah, for the Healthline, $82.2 million. In discretionary capital investment funds. That's right, discretionary capital investment funds, and $60 million in federal funding, the FTA asserts. This is a potential breach of the full funding grant assessment between any agency and yours, and we need to protect the substantial investment of federal financial assistance to the health line, Simon writes. Now, Joe Calabrese said he expects to be talking to the RTA, well, to the FTA soon and representing the RTA. That's better. Now, buses have been rerouted around public squares since March 2015 while the area underwent renovations. They were scheduled to return to the square on August the 1st, but have been delayed while the city decides how to ultimately use the renovated green space. The city is deciding whether to open the square to public transit or to completely close it to traffic. Reason I'm had to stop myself short is because the buses have been rerouted around public squares since March 2015, and I'm trying to think who the dummy is, so we're going to go back there and say that maybe the Federal Transit Administration, I can say that maybe the administrator, Marisol Simon, is a big dummy, because this is not the RTA's fault that the buses are rerouted around public square. If, I don't know, if the city says it's closed down and the RTA and Joe Calabrese, who's done a lot of wrong himself, but he's been crying like a little child who they took the candy out of their hands, that please open up public square, and Mayor Frank Jackson basically said no. That's what happened. The mayor said no. He doesn't want to open it yet until a study is done. We don't know how long this study is going to take, but right now he said no to the study. Basically speaking, no. Okay, so he's waiting to see how the results of the study is going to be, but it's very interesting that the FTA should be going to Mayor Frank Jackson and saying, you need to open it up, because if the health line can't get through, we're going to find the city in some way, which makes it look like he may be hand in hand, or the FTA may be a little bit afraid of Mayor Frank Jackson. But it's very interesting because public square is closed down. During the day, they have food trucks that show up on that little strip of Superior, where buses should be going from the east to the west side, or from the west side to the east side. And then sometimes they put, like, a gazebo out, and a band or two, a rock band will play in it. And, hey, that might be a good place for my friend Ballhead Fred to get out there and, you know, try some comedy or something. I mean, all of a sudden, it's no longer a street. It's a little area there that, I don't know what else to say about it, but right now it seems to me they're looking at the wrong area when they should be dealing with, in my estimation, downtown. They're pointing the fingers at the real wrong area when it comes to this, but that's enough about that. I'm going to get into a good announcement and say before I play this next track that poetry matters. Every other Sunday, but you have the next one, an open mic on October the 16th, 7 p.m. free at the Waterloo Arts District, Callaloo Cafe, 15601 Waterloo Road, Cleveland, Ohio, 44106. Food and drink specials all night. Enjoy poetry and Cleveland's only island oasis. You can Facebook the group, number Poetry Matters CLE. That's right, Poetry Matters CLE. Or you can go to the Gmail at poetrymattersCLE@gmail.com. You can also call 216-526-2126 for more info on that. And since we're doing certain things here and there, I'll tell you what. I'm going to go back and get somebody just a little bit miffed, a little bit ticked off, a little bit upset. Why not? Why shouldn't I do that? That's not what I like to do all the time, but I do like to at least let people know what's going on. So I just want to get out there and say that I find it very interesting, you know, because for me personally, nobody should be surprised that the police union Cleveland Police Patrolmen Association would, you know, endorse Donald Trump for president. I mean, when you talk about what happened, and I brought up what, you know, Gary Cantor had said at the hip-hop workshop, once again, nobody should be surprised that the police union would endorse Donald Trump. And, you know, especially after that meeting that they had in Brook Park about a month ago. And Donald Trump said, hey, I'll be the best friend law enforcement could ever have in the White House. Now, although in all their years of existence, the CPPA, they never endorsed a presidential candidate. Cleveland Police Patrolmen's Association never did. Now, Donald Trump's hardline stance, basically speaking, scared a lot of black and Hispanic people. A vote to endorse Trump could risk further eroding the relationship between officers and minorities at a time when the department's working to rebuild trust after a series of controversial deaths involving police. Now, this is what I feel and find is very interesting. Lynn Hampton, president of the Black Shield Union representing black police officers, said that you're dealing with a community that's predominantly African-American and Democratic, and you can't keep drawing lines in the sand and taking certain stances when the community is as frustrated as it is. The Black Shield falls under the CPPA, which represents more than 1,000 officers and detectives, and in the membership meeting where 49 elite police officers argued whether to endorse Trump or not, 25 white cops voted yes, 24 cops voted no, with half being black and Hispanic. And as Lynn Hampton, black detective, 22 years on the force, doesn't like Trump wanting to return to the controversial stop and frisk policy, which a federal New York judge ruled it unfairly targets minorities. Hampton also said it gives cops more authority to operate on their biases, implicit, or what have you, and harass people based on stereotypes. That will polarize us further and cause more community problems. The Trump endorsement won't help minority police recruitment, I'll say. Now, two Saturdays ago, Cleveland's NAACP issued a statement which read in part, the CPPA action shows they fail to recognize the fact that they're under a federal consent decree for engaging in a practice of excessive use of force, and the CPPA president based his support of Trump that he'll be a friend of the police, implying that findings of Cleveland officers beating, maimed, and killed unarmed black men, women, and all, well, hold on, that the findings of Cleveland officers beating, maiming, and killing unarmed men and women will go unchallenged in a Trump administration. We told you about the 49 rank-and-file members who took a vote in the union to have a vote. And I'm letting you know right now personally that a couple of Fridays ago, you know, they took that vote on a Friday, but that following Saturday, the union voted 216-68 to endorse Donald Trump over Democratic rival Hillary Clinton, who has a lot of faults of her own. But the Cleveland NAACP was critical of the 500 black and Hispanic officers who didn't vote at all, saying they were complicit in this travesty and failed the community they serve. Wow. Number one, hell is freezing over because the local NAACP is standing up. And number two, I know hell is definitely freezing over because the Black Shield is standing up. Number three, besides Donald Trump for president, well, him being orange and upholding the police department on a national level, I remember our local guy who was kind of orange. He was a Democrat. I remember, I think, supporting Ken Lansing for mayor. Thought anybody was better than Inaction Jackson, but when a police union backed Lansing, minorities backed out the Lansing bus. You would have thought somewhere along the line Trump or somebody else would have learned something. I'm giving a couple of minutes to the 216-209 that just chimed in. How you doing?
All right, Brother Al, all right. Oh, man, this is John from Black Odyssey. Oh, man. Oh, I'm sorry about terms today because it was something going on with the lines. So I'm, if you don't write them, I'm going to write them. Blog talk about how they messing with the lines and stuff. We got to keep this business going, man. This is,
yes, it is.
Yeah, but I don't want to divert from the point. I call in today A lot of people have been asking me, inboxing me about the Best of the Best. We are working very hard. Trust me, I haven't gave a date yet because we're really trying to get a sponsor. One of them is we're trying to get is Coca-Cola, so we're trying to make this a bigger event each and every time. And for all the artists in the meantime, just looking for any radio play, you can email me at blaqodessy@gmail.com. We also play music on our other station, that the crew's the same, and live on Air Vibe station every Friday night at midnight. Goes on right at midnight, so that'll be crossing over to right into Saturday morning. Goose of Selector and the Black Odyssey Camp. So any artist looking for that, just email me your song. We'll get you in rotation. Oh man, we got a lot going on, Al. We really do, and I know you already know that we're working very, very hard. Like I said, we're trying to get Coca-Cola as one of the sponsors. And even if we don't, we're still going to make sure that it's going to be a beautiful show. We're going to rock out and put out another mixtape online for everybody. Because, like I said, it's approaching 10,000. It's getting closer and closer every day. I've got another video getting ready to cross over to 1,000. And that's Break the Zone, 982. So pretty soon that'll be 1,000. And Stolen Dreams, oh, man, that has just taken off. So all my viewers, my listeners, the people that's keeping up with us every which way, I want to thank everybody. And for all those who don't know who I am and don't know who the camp is, you can reach us. Go to YouTube, Google+, Twitter, BLAQODESSY. Just follow the link. Instagram as well. I'm on there, too. So hit me up. Thank you, Al. Thank you for everything. Thank you for support. I will be praying for y'all, and I'll constantly pray for y'all all the time. You know what time it is, Al.
Yes, indeed. And I thank you. And as a matter of fact, as I start this next track up, I'm going to start it off real low because one thing I can say is as it comes through, oh, cool. See, I kind of might know what I'm doing. I want to give myself enough chance to see if this other phone caller who has all these ones next to it has something to say. How you doing out there?
Good evening, Brother Al. I hope you're doing well. This is Sister Smith calling in, and thank you for taking the call.
No problem.
Real brief, because... All right, because I know we have a few seconds to go before you have to go off the air, but I do want to just touch very quickly on the subject at hand, which is the ABC Management Group. I want to alert people to be very aware of them. They do practice very predatory lending and selling practices on properties. That's just to name one. And I've been having problems with them. It's nothing that I don't think is going to be absolutely remedied. I won a case against them and their so-called homeowners association, and this was filed on or about September 5th of last year, and proceedings went forward, but they tried to keep from me that the case was actually dismissed, and I found out about that on or about the 30th. It was actually granted the dismissal on the 6th of September, and they're one and the same, I want people to know. The
You're still there?
Yes.
Okay,
and I know you're
on.
Trying to get off. Oh, yes, sir. And I want people to know that they are one and the same. And the fact of the matter is that they are after documentation because they also will definitely try to break into your home. But the fact of the matter is that, again, they tried to keep this from me. And suddenly, Brother Porter, some other very unscrupulous individuals that are working along with them in the court system of Parma Muni Court actually threatened my mom that she needs to pay $1,000 on a bond they just made up. And this is just to name a few. I know this sounds complicated, but there is one lesser entity that is describing itself as a greater entity that is behind all of this, that is working along with these people at Abel Bishop and Clark Realty. So I just wanted to alert people to them. That would be one entity if you're purchasing a home to please stay away from or do your homework very thoroughly. The other thing is, very quickly, there was a news story on Channel 5 last week at 11 p.m. I hope your listeners caught that, one of several that have been aired on the very, very deceptive practices of the city of Cleveland, Division of Water and Sewer. And, of course, Frank Jackson is over that, and thousands of people have received bills that are just outrageously, radically overcharged, and people's waters are being shut off. And I'm dealing with something like that right now. Very glad that I am a very resourceful person and do know how to, you know, pull things together and keep things together in the midst of this until this matter is straightened out. However, it is just rampant, and more people need to get involved in this. A gentleman was on the news that had received hundreds of just outrageous bills. So I just wanted to touch on that very quickly. And ending this matter, Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 and 3 in the NASB version of the Bible speaks on the quest for power. And Herod the Great dominated Judea for 3 decades, and he was backed by Rome. He was able to rule in often ruthless ways, but his reign was made possible by events that happened in the sea battle near Actium off the Greek coast on this day 31. In B.C., and let me know when you have to go off the air, Brother Al, but this particular scripture speaks about the battle being a major turning in Rome's history when forces directed by Octavian, who later became Augustus, confronted forces loyal to Mark Antony, and these were two of the triumvirate who ruled Rome, and Herod governed Judea because of Antony's support. Jesus urged, and I'm just moving a little bit forward, that Jesus urges us to consider the eternal consequences of men like Herod, who may gain the whole world and lose their soul. Of course, Herod was involved in this matter very deeply, but I just wanted to share that with your callers.
Thank you, that's only a few.
Absolutely.
We appreciate
absolutely.
It.
Thank you, brother.
May you have a very, very blessed week.
You too. You take care.
You too. And I appreciate you as a whole of line. Before I do get out of here, I'm just going to take the time, at least a good 50 seconds, to say, yep, I will be doing exactly what Black Odyssey said, because I'm looking at that support at blogtalkradio.com. Let them know personally about what's going on. Even if you put out there and tell me about support services, will be closed Monday for the October 10th holiday. I'm sure the indigenous people were still saying, what a holiday, which I don't blame the AKA Native Americans. But on the flip side of things, on a lighter note, next week I might be in a whole bunch of problems and very friendless because, wow, when I make a couple of my endorsements and let you know why, let you know some of the local politicians who I'm very ashamed of, why I'm making some local picks already on November the 8th, and in the spirit of why, because there are certain people who ain't done a damn thing. And with that being said, you all might be able to come and join me, because there are a few things that we definitely have to take care of for ourselves, and we'll also talk about what I see forthcoming, the freight train. It looks like the Donald Trump Freight Train Express is about to be derailed in a big way. It started the past weekend, and I don't think the Band-Aid is going to cover up the tourniquet. And what the bleep happened to hip-hop? Or I know there'll be some artists upset with me, because we got to talk about some of these folks who are not handling their business like they should be, and they might be the cause of what's going on in hip-hop. So with that being said, I just want to say I thank you all for tuning in once again. I think I have something that you can leave out on. I hope so. My life comes first.